The Australian government says it's working with commercial carriers to arrange flights to help Australians who have indicated they want to leave Israel. Around 900 have been evacuated already, and hundreds more are seeking repatriation flights. Security concerns cancelled flights on Saturday night before the Australian government announced they had secured more flights to resume on Sunday using government charter planes and Air Force planes. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says all flights are subject to security assessments, and she urged Australians wanting to evacuate to take the first option that becomes available rather than waiting. Anthony Goldman, Joint Managing Director of travel agency Goldman Group, says his company has been dealing with large volume of requests from those within Israel seeking commercial flight options. He told SBS it has been challenging trying to book flights.
Availability of seats is slim. We are managing to get people to access LL flights, specifically towards the east, towards Asia, which is good, but there is limited availability. There are a lot of Australians wanting to get out, holiday makers who were literally in Israel last Saturday and have had their holidays disrupted. A lot of Israel study programs operate, so a lot of those students are wanting to leave Israel.